cancers are rare, and thankfully the cure rates are in the main very high. If they aren't too big, tumours, the masses caused by abnormal cell growth, can be surgically removed. But if they are too big, they first need to be shrunk. And this is currently done by chemotherapy, which isn't guaranteed to work. Some rare infant cancers are stubbornly difficult to treat. And even if they can be treated, chemotherapy has side effects that are difficult enough for adults to deal with, let alone children or babies. So are there alternative options? Recently, scientists have determined the genetic underpinnings for two of these very rare cancers: a kidney cancer called congenital mesoblastic nephroma and infantile fibrosarcoma, which typically arises in the limbs. One villainous mutation has already been identified, but this isn't found in all cases. Excitingly, the revelations suggest that drugs already on the market could be viable treatment options for these cancers. Sam Bajati from the Wellcome Trust Sanger Institute in Cambridge took me through the study.
Because tumours are caused by mutations, what we need to do is we need to find those mutations. So we use a technique called whole genome sequencing. It's a fancy big machine that reads in the entire genetic code of whatever tissue or cell you give them. So we took these tumours, we took out their DNA and then read in the entire genetic code of those tumours.
So you've stuck these in a sequencer. What happens next?
We get a whole lot of data out. Then one day you find that one mutation that all these 17 tumours have in common. In this case, we found basically two types of mutation. Most of them were caused by a mutation in a gene called EGFR. And the other thing we found, in a few cases, there was a mutation in a gene called BRAF.
These are two genes involved in the process of cell signalling, alongside NTRK3, the gene whose mutation has already been spotted in some of these cancers.
When cells communicate or get signals, the signal gets passed on from one protein to another. It's like having 10 chaps sort of lined up in a row and then the message is passed on from one to the other. So EGFR is right at the top, and then somewhere in the middle is this other gene called BRAF. So the tumours were either caused by those EGFR mutations or by BRAF mutations, but along the same sort of signalling cascade.
Okay, so now you know what these common mutations are. Does that give you a clue as to what you can do about it? You mentioned that there may already be a treatment for this that's being used in a different type of cancer.
Certainly. So for EGFR, there is a good inhibitor out there. So next time we find ourselves in a situation where a baby has a congenital mesoblastic nephroma that is far too big to be removed by surgery, and it has got this EGFR mutation, we can then use EGFR inhibitors to attempt to shrink it rather than chemotherapy. Obviously, chemotherapy has got a whole lot of side effects. So do EGFR inhibitors, but they're different ones. And you could envision that you can then shrink down the tumour just enough so that you can then cut it out.
And what about this BRAF mutation?
So once we had found it, both these mutations, we started looking at other tumour types, including an infantile fibrosarcoma, because some of those also have got those NTRK3 mutations that I mentioned at the beginning. And because they have got the same mutation as these kidney tumours, we thought, well, maybe they also, some of those have got the EGFR and the BRAF mutation. What we found, much to our surprise, is yes, we could find the BRAF mutations, but when they did occur, they occurred together with the NTRK3 mutations. Now, this sounds a little bit complicated, but what it means is in some tumours, we have two mutations. One, the NTRK3 is right at the beginning of the sort of chain of the 10 people that pass on the message, and the BRAF in the middle. The importance of that finding is that already we use inhibitors of this NTRK, so drugs that go and block that NTRK protein, to treat infantile fibrosarcomas. And what our finding means is that actually some of those tumours will not respond to the NTRK inhibitor. And therefore, if we find ourselves in a situation where it doesn't work, we can then look for the BRAF mutation and then try to target something downstream of BRAF.
So you're looking at targeting different points in the chain?
Exactly, that's what I mean. There probably is a huge scope for children's tumours and cancers to be treated with different kind of drugs that target specific mutations.
So 5-10 years down the line, what kind of difference do you think this finding will make?
Systematically, whenever we have a tumour of this kind, we will look for the EGFR mutation and we will look for the BRAF mutation. So it'll help us to make the correct diagnosis. And more importantly, then it'll help us to choose specific drugs to match a tumour with a specific drug without having to use chemotherapy.
Sam Bajati there from the Wellcome Trust Sanger Institute in Cambridge. And the paper is published in the journal Nature Communications.